Steve.
Hey, Steve, are you back?
No, I've got someone there, too. But did you find out anything?
Yeah, I need access to your computer again. So there is a driver, like, from Dymo, which is
right.
Which allows you to, like, print the label in 4x6, because Dymo is made for, like, printing the labels with the size 4x6. So,
yeah.
Your computer...
Thomas,
yeah.
Thomas, security removed that option because it was there in the beginning, and whenever they removed the hold on me, they didn't put it back into the software. That's the problem. Now, how to put that... We'll have to totally delete that app off my computer, in my opinion, and then go back over to Dymo and download the driver.
Yeah. So can you try doing that? Can you try, like, downloading the driver again?
I'll have to totally delete everything from Dymo and go to the website. I tried just downloading their driver again, but apparently all they did was recognize that there was one already there, and so they didn't rewrite it, apparently.
Okay.
But it was there, that option was there originally.
Exactly. That is what I was trying to find, because usually it's just so simple to print the 4x6 size.
Right, but security pulled it out of the software that was in my computer in order to keep me getting in trouble. And I can print that, but they didn't put it back in. But the U.S. Post Office, I can go right over there and print.
So they can print that for you.
I can do the shipping labels right there at USPS, you know, stamps.com.
Awesome, awesome. So you're saying that you have a solution, like you have a second option.
Yes, I have. I can print there, but I can't set up software.
Okay. Okay, then, yeah, that's I'm glad to hear that. Like, we finally have a second option, so we can get those labels printed for you, so you can just simply process the orders that you have.
Right. Well, here's the trouble. I want to be able to do it inside Shopify, though, because I get a better price by going through Shopify to buy the shipping labels. So I'm thinking I could just delete off the Dymo software and then go to the Dymo and reload it.
Yeah. Try that. And it might work. I have a feeling it will work.
Something's got to work. When I get home, if I have any trouble, Thomas,
we're together. Yeah, we are together in this. That's your problem is also my problem, so I have to fix it.
Well, I'm going to do this. Let me do this, and then I'll get back with something about the Dymo website and which one to download. But I think if they didn't, when I downloaded it, just recognized there was already the app there, and it didn't go over to Dymo, whatever, or have a separate one. So
yeah, you can simply go to Dymo website and download the software for Windows and Windows 10, and you'll be able to download it for sure.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'll be back with you. I'll let you know, Don.
Okay. And we need to discuss about that bottom label, too, like because it's still pending, and the designer needs to design it. So let me know when you're able to talk about it.
Sounds good. I'll be back with you.
All right. I'll call you back in an hour.
All